I know it.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you, fun seekers. Hi, this is Patrick Timpone, and we're hanging out here at One Radio. I guess I could move my camera a little bit. I can do that later during the commercial. OneRadioNetwork.com. It is another day in paradise here. Good to be with you. We're going to have fun this morning. Hope you'll stick around and listen to the musings of your host here, Patrick. And it would be the 9th of April, 2021. We have lots to talk about this morning. Phone lines are always open, all of our shows. 888-663-6386. I got a tag on the back of my shirt. Look at that. I was wondering what that was. It's a new shirt. Okay, let me rip the tag off. This is hilarious. I was wondering what that was. Banana Republic on sale. Boy, you go in the malls these days. I went to the mall the other day to get a few shirts for the show. Summertime, so some short sleeve guys, and like Banana Republic at 50% off on these shirts. It was like a $50 shirt for $25. Pretty cool. They have nice things at Nana Organic Banana Republic. Little plug for them. I can't believe I have to tag on. Yeah, well, life and planet Earth, live shows here. For those of you watching on a new platform, we have Club. Welcome to you. You can subscribe to our channel. Click the little thing and make sure that you're notified every time that we do a show. And we stream a lot of different shows. And so welcome to you and to all of you at One Radio Network. We have guests generally every day, sometimes two of them. We just kind of trip the light fandango and talk to people all over the world with health, wealth, and well-being. That's what we do. I started in broadcasting 3 years ago, 1968. We're going to talk to some cool people next week. Rosemary Friel, she's quite a researcher, and I think you're going to enjoy her. We'll dig into the work of John Paul Gatto on education and her take on some of the things going on and why people are believing what they believe these days. So that'll be kind of fun. Also, Stephanie Seneff next week. Stephanie has been working with the glyphosate thing, MIT, for many years, and she has a new book out all about the glyphos and cool stuff like that. So we'll talk to her next week. Who else? Let me have the mouse here. Okay. Susan Bradford is going to be here. Well, we got kind of a political agenda week so far, but we'll have more guests. Susan Bradford, she's quite a fascinating researcher, and we're going to do a whole show on who's pulling Joe Biden's strings. The puppet master. Reminds me of the great... iconic graphic from The Godfather, pulling the strings. Remember that one? Yeah. Adam Bergstrom is in Montecito, California. Hi, Adam. He's taking notes and helps produce the show, all of our shows, and does a lot of research even during the show if we need to look something up. And Adam's got his little keyboard there and say, would you check that out? And he finds stuff for us. He finds things for us on the run. So that's fun. We're going to be talking about love, sex, and marriage this morning. That was kind of precipitated by a couple of emails that I got regarding my desire to get married and have babies. which I've been very open about because I've never done that this lifetime. Also, artificial intelligence is not as intelligent as they say it is. We'll talk about that. Also, all this mind control stuff being talked about and a lot on the alternative media, I think it is unconsciously controlled opposition. I don't think these people know what they're doing, but I think the mind control thing is really fear porn, and there's nobody that can control your mind. So we'll talk about that. And also how why Know the Source, one of our trademarks, is more important than ever these days, knowing the source. Again, this is a stream of consciousness kind of thing we do. Not a lot of planning. I just have a few bullet points and rock and roll. And if you care to participate, you can do so through the telephone, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And you don't have to follow the train of conversation. You can kind of go with whatever you want, because that's what we do on Fridays. I think the know the source thing is really a great place to start. Over the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's been fun. And you've seen that everybody and their brother and sister are doing a podcast, a video show, and I think it's great. I think it's just terrific. All of the different people that are out there interviewing people and getting different viewpoints out there. And the internet has just, brought that on there. So nicely. I wonder if the internet people, that's my personal phone downstairs. I wonder if the people that created the internet really thought that through. I've been told over the years that it was really done through a military kind of operation thing. I'm not sure if that's true. That's how it all began. But I suspect that the powers that were, they didn't really plan for all of the, what would happen when they did this 70s, 60s. They start working with it and really coming out into its own, in the late 80s, early 90s, or maybe the 90s. I think Google was born in 95 or so, or that's when it came out. Coming out party was 95. I kind of remember I had a food company in Austin, and we were all just getting computers and starting email. It was kind of fun doing email, and I can remember the moment. It was one of our salespersons. I did a food company. We sold spaghetti sauces and salsa around the world, country. And I can remember the moment where he came in and said, "Hey guys, I just found this thing called Google, and you can go on there and find everything." I remember that moment. And I think it was mid-90s, something like that. But anyway, I don't think that the powers that, put this thing together were planning on everybody having a voice and doing stuff. So since they didn't plan for it, and it's doing, people are out there saying things that they, the powers that were don't want. So now their way of doing it, of course, is just censoring who they don't want, which is, it's really par for the course. I mean, what else are they going to do? They have the strings. They're pulling they have the high big tech and all that. So they just censor everybody and that they don't like and that they don't say things that their partners and the people that they meet with and sit with, want. Big pharma, what's going on. I do think it's funny not funny, but it's really. I've seen a few people of late that have been around a while. I think Vernon Coleman is one, and somebody sent me a, God love him, just a fellow and really neat guy in England, and he was just going on about he just can't take it anymore, the people causing him grief and sending him emails, and he was crying and he was going to just give up. And I thought that was a little bit strange. I mean, really, Vern, I'm not criticizing you, Vern, but just get a grip. What does it matter what people say? And, you know, what does it matter? People censor you, and some people getting all wound up about being censored, and it's just part of the deal. You know, there's just always a way to go somewhere else and do other things. We're up on CloudHub now, and then BitChute, and, you know, we got Discord from Vimeo and YouTube, and, you know, Faceplant is just nuts. You know, every time you put something up that even mentions vaccines or it's just hilarious. I mean, they are so out of touch, and that's what really brought me to thinking about this AI thing. For example, we have posted I don't do much on Facebook anymore. Just I put up some memes. You know, here are some of the memes in case you don't go on there. Here's some of the memes that I put up. I get those around the country. People send them to me, and David Wolf has some. Here are some of the memes. These are kind of fun. In God We Trust, and it's a picture of a tree and a brain. It's real pretty. Whoever controls the media controls the mind. Jim Morrison, remember that fellow, The Doors? I like this one. I think you should pay for your own mortgage, birth control, college loans, food, and cell phones. This isn't because I'm a conservative, it's because I'm an adult. Picture of a lady with a cup of coffee there. Kind of fun. I like this one too. It's a fellow pastor, Mark Burns. He says, I've never heard a white American say, I'm a white European American. That right there is the difference between us and all minorities. He says, we got to stop being American, African American, or Hispanic American. We just got to start seeing ourselves as Americans. This is another great one. The fact that you call it a conspiracy theory indicates that you really have some reading to do. And I am immune from mind control. But we put up a few stories up there. Every now and then I put up a story. It's kind of boring because Faceplant is just so, you know, so much not fun. Anyway, we put up a couple stories about the VAERS report, which is this vaccination place where you can actually people contact them, and then they report deaths from this injectable medical device, and they report injuries and all this stuff. And this is a CDC thing, right? So you put up something on Faceplant about the VAERS report, and then they flag it that this is fake news and you got to go to the CDC. And it is CDC, right? So that's what really got me thinking about artificial intelligence. Now, the powers that are out there trying to tell you day in and day out, and even a lot of alternative people are buying into it. The idea that artificial intelligence is so, you know, they're going to control the world and blah, blah, you know. And all that. Well, you know, I think it's all nonsense. It's all fear porn. They're not intelligent at all. Artificial intelligence is not intelligent. They are not intelligent. Intelligence is when we think for ourselves, and we are critical thinkers, and we think things through logically, systematically, knowing what we've experienced, knowing what's going on from a spiritual perspective, as spiritual beings. That is critical thinking, that is intelligence. And that comes from spirit, working with soul, who you and I are, and we figure things out, and we think critically about who we are, why we are, where we are, and what we're doing here. Critical thinking. You know, I'm not sure about that injectable thing. I think I'll look at it and see what it's about, and come to our conclusion after, you know, listening to people and doing some research. And that's critical thinking. Artificial intelligence is all based on a computer, and computers are all based on two things. Off and on. The whole thing is based on off and on. That's the whole basics of computer. It's all based on off and on. Computers are not smart. Computers are only like the brain. The brain is not smart. The brain is a computer. Very, very sophisticated. Little light beams go. And the brain is doing all kinds of stuff. The brain is a computer, not smart. We, spiritual beings, are intelligent when we choose to be, and when we choose ideas and theories and thinking that we want, which then is in the brain, and then that controls the body. So the body, as we've talked about, is a thought that is produced by the mind, and soul controls the mind. So the brain is not smart. The brain is just a computer. Windows 10 is not smart. Your computer is not smart. Windows 10 is not smart. The only thing Windows 10 knows is what is programmed into it by a humanoid. And so the mind is just a relational kind of database. The mind is not smart either. The mind only picks up data, stores it, and then repeats it, and then it's a relational database, and I was thinking about smallpox and the Trail of Tears is the reason that came up. And then it makes the relational database, and then it says, well, if this is true, then this, and then this, and then that's what the mind does. Not very smart. It's just repeating, regurgitating things and doing a relational database thing and spitting it out. Now, most people, humans, God love them, and we've all been there, so I'm not criticizing them, are allowing the mind to run their life. That's why the world is bonkers, because they're bonkers. Because the mind doesn't understand love or compassion. I mean, the mind doesn't understand anything that is godlike. The mind is a computer. Computers don't get God. The mind is just here so you and I can function in a body, remember things, put out words and all the stuff that the mind helps us do. So as spiritual beings, we can communicate here in physical reality. That's why we created the mind as we evolved in these bodies, because we got tired of going ugh, ugh, and we came up with words for tree or whatever. So artificial intelligence is not intelligent at all. It's simply a bunch of over-coffeed millennials somewhere in Silicon Valley or wherever they are, the Googles of the world, putting data in and telling these computers what to do. So they have over-coffeed millennials in Facebook and wherever they hang out, and they have this mission to help everybody get facts because, you know, Zuckerberg is, whatever. I don't know. He's got a real personal problem because he doesn't understand planet Earth. He doesn't understand health. He doesn't understand freedom. He doesn't understand anything that you and I really even care about. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe they planted a chip in his brain. I don't know. Maybe they gave him a drug, or maybe they gave him so much money to get Facebook launched, which the CIA did, that he has to. They're pulling his strings. I don't know. I don't really care. But so he's got millennials in there doing everything they can to not get information about injectable medical devices and whatever, you know, vaccines or natural health, or back in the President Trump days, you know, they were on. He's a globalist, and because the globalists are running, you know, the world right now. So he's a globalist, so they didn't like Trump because he was a nationalist. So then they would censor all that stuff. And so they just, but it's all programming. So they're not smart. they're not smart. They just see words and see phrases, and then it's all been programmed in. And, you know, it's just not very smart. They're really dumb as a rock. They don't know anything. All they know is what they get programmed in by a bunch of people who, you know, are not very smart either, because they believe what all this stuff, and they think that this is a great way to make a living, which I guess it is if that's the way you want to make your living. So artificial intelligence is not smart. This whole thing with Elon Musk and wanting to plant stuff and doing, you know, it's all nonsense. They want to tie everything in together so your yogurt will tell you when you only have one yogurt left, and it'll come on your cell phone. You need to buy yogurt, and because it's got a little thing on the refrigerator, and control your temperature and your car and drive your car with your brain, and who knows? It's just all stupid stuff. At the end of the day, it's all stupid stuff. It's that stuff just to make money and to control people and to make people lazy. It's just nuts. You know, we can drive a car without GPS. We did it, for 100 years, and you don't go any faster if you have GPS. Elon's cars crash and burn and run into people all the time. He's not that bright, really. I mean, come on. Yeah, Elon, how many times have we seen pictures of these cars blowing up and running into, If you were really smart, you would get them fixed before you'd sell anymore. That's not very intelligent. Not intelligent to me. It'd be like Patrick back in the days had a spaghetti sauce that was, that was food poisoning people, but I just left him out there while we got it right. Really? You couldn't give me one of those Tesla things. I wouldn't drive one of those things. They blow up, some of them. You know what I mean? So that's not intelligence, Elon. That's just, you're just stupid. Excuse me, but you're just not too bright. I don't know. I'm just going by what he does. Then people buy his stock because it's going up, right? Just like Bitcoin. People buy Bitcoin because it's going up now. Bitcoin probably has a longer shelf life than Tesla. I don't know. Tesla will probably be around for a long time. He's doing a lot of interesting things. And other than going to Mars, because he's going to find, what is he going to do in Mars, right? I mean, think about it. I think he's one of the richest dudes in the world, right? So if you really cared, I don't want to pick on Elon, but if you really cared about humanity, you take all those many billions and do something really good for humanity. I don't know. Like find water out there in the middle of nowhere. Take water out of the air, like Adam has argued on the show, and you can do that. So you can have more space for people to live, and you wouldn't have to kill all the people because there's plenty of room on planet Earth. Plant billions of acres of organic food. Figure out a way how to grow it efficiently and effectively. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with all that money. If you really cared about humanity, I mean, Elon Musk doesn't know about organic food or the lack of water, or I don't know. He doesn't have the internet. So again, don't pick on him, but this is what I'm saying. These people don't care about humans. They don't care about you. Artificial intelligence, this is all just stuff, So they build robots so they can walk through neighborhoods to spot you if you don't wear a mask. I mean, this is all about Orwellian, dystopian, crazy stuff. And so it's not intelligent. So, just not intelligent. So the way you and I cannot be, not care about this stuff is just don't be involved in any of it. Just don't be involved. I know people who are planting their gardens right now and then they live in the city. Man, that's a cool thing to do. Look into getting yourself some alternative energy source with batteries or generator. If you live out, you know, out in the country a little bit, anything to keep the juice flowing, keep the electricity going. If things fall apart. One cool thing that Elon's doing, see, so he's not totally stupid. This is pretty cool. He is putting kabillions of satellites up there, and I think it's called Starlink or something, and he's going to have internet available worldwide. And to the best of my knowledge, there's no danger with this thing. It's just a satellite thing. They're not going to be beaming things in your head or anything. It's just satellite internet. And I've seen some videos, and I've already signed up for it here and have a little dish. And the speeds are fast. I've seen 75 down, 30 up. It's going to be like $100 a month anywhere with a little dish. Brilliant. He's going to drive. I mean, he's going to make a lot of money. Good move. Very smart. So he's not totally brain dead. I hear an airplane. Here? We don't hear very many airplanes out here in Dripping Springs. Kind of exciting. Oh, there's an airplane. We get excited about things like that. Ooh, there's an airplane. We're live here this morning, and it would be April 8th, right? 9th, April 9th, 2021. My name is Patrick Timpone. Susan Bradford next week, Wednesday, 10 o'clock. Who's pulling Joe Biden's strings? Stephanie Seneff next week, her new book on glyphos. And she's a cool gal, MIT. These are pretty weird things. So, you know, I want to do a little Marshall here, and we call them Marshalls around here, and then we'll continue. There's a technology out there that I was introduced to, and it's been like, my goodness, September, October, November, December, January, March, April. I would say 18 months ago or so, and it's called molecular hydrogen. And it's called Brown's gas. And it's a machine that produces Brown's gas, which is a little step up from molecular hydrogen. And you can see a picture of this little puppy here. Or if you're on audio, you can go on our website and look at it. And it's called the AquaCure machine. It's very easy to set up, very easy to operate. Oh, every couple hundred hours, you empty it out. And it's very easy to do. Takes a few hours and Not doing it, but you drain the water and then you strain it and put it back in or let it all. And then he's got some very good safety features on it too. So why would you, molecular hydrogen is just a fascinating technology that is an incredible antioxidant. And we really believe that oxidative stress, oxidation of the biomolecules are really the cause of disease. And that's playing into everything that we're hearing from Dr. Madej and Andrea Vollmer and Paul Londo, Melissa Sell, Cowan, Kaufman, Lanka, all the other germ theory contrarians that really toxins, chemicals, toxins of all kinds, glyphos, mercury, aluminum, chemicals, poisons. This is really the cause of disease. We know that now. Not viruses running around, it are chemicals and poisons. And this is why, of course, in the last 50, 60 years, the health medical industrial complex has grown hugely. The big pharma has grown hugely because they're into trying to fix things through medicine, big pharma, and surgery after we create cancers and high blood pressure and all this stuff through toxins. Because they're not taught this stuff. So this is what causes disease. So this is why hydrogen, if I can stay on track here, is so powerful, because it's an incredible antioxidant. It's actually one of the best. I think, well, it's been, I think it's the best, according to George Wiseman. And George has studied this stuff, and he doesn't say that to sell the machines. He's a cool guy, man. He is he's into it, helping people and telling the truth. He's been out there trying to get other people who have hydrogen machines to put his safety features on it, because he thinks it's important. And, you know, he says there's other hydrogen machines out there. He just thinks mine's the best. He's a cool guy. So this is a great machine. If you like to consider it, I think that you would really like it. I'm finding a tremendous benefit from it. Really breathe a lot. I use it a lot downstairs. I have it in my dining room with the 25-footer, and you can just breathe it. When I'm doing my yoga, I do that, or exercising on the rebound where I breathe it, just all the time. It's just a wonderful thing to get into your body, and very pro-youthing, and anything that, you know, that oxidates the biomolecules, that'll age the body as well. So who knows where it'll take us. So it's a pretty cool thing. Use promo code ONERADIO, promo code ONERADIO, get yourself a 10% discount. The Hydrogen AquaCure machine. This is a lovely product. Previously with Dr. Rulin Chu about her product called Pearlseum. So let's talk about the teeth first. Explain to me what's going on, because there's something magical when you dip your little toothbrush in water. Why do they look so sparkly and just, I don't know, something very energetically about the look of them.
Yeah, it's very, very magical. So like a group of scientists in France discovered that when you put the pearl next to the bones or skins or other connective tissues, and they find it stimulates new growth of the bones and skins and connective tissues, and also to make existing bones and the skins more healthy and stronger. So brush your teeth with the pearl, then your teeth will make your existing teeth stronger, and also it will filling up, you know, teeth with the pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
It's really a great product. You'll love it. Take it internally or on your teeth, and you can click an order, see the ad right there, Pearlseum, the nice green container, Pearlseum, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network.
Sorry, I got distracted here. I was reading an email, and the Pearlseum, they're still having an issue getting it in from China. She has these pearls are cultivated in a couple of pristine lakes in China. That's where Dr. Xu is from, and her family looks after them, and that's where it comes in. And there are ships that are just backed up, containers from the east. I don't know if you've seen the stories, because of this whole COVID nonsense. I think they're taking the temperature of the, I don't know what they're doing, you know. I think it's all a controlled thing to just make things more difficult for people to do business. I think it's all a scam that they're just keeping things blocked up. They don't have to, come on. Really. You know, it's just, you know, these people are just nuts. They're lunatics. So we just have the powder, I'm sorry, in the capsules right now. But get that. I just got a couple, and you just open them up and put them on your toothbrush and do that, and then you can take them internally too. So it's the same product. It's just all in capsules. They don't have the powder as yet. So this is Patrick Timpone. Welcome. And if you're new on Cloud Hub, thanks for joining us. You can click on the subscribe button there, and then you'll get all of the podcasts. And it's a great platform. We're honored to be on here with a lot of cool people. The fellow that put this together, this platform, Cloud Hub, is very cool, and there's going to be no censorship. And so we just get anywhere we can. So come visit us on One Radio Network and see some of the other, see some of the products that we have to promote. That's how we make a living. So if you'd like to ever get something cool, fun, you know, we have some good things for you. So I think that the AI thing is taken care of. Somebody just wrote in, this is interesting. I haven't looked at this. He said, from Aaron, you have a picture of your guest doing a free Masonic hand gesture. Paul Thomas, really? Let me look at that. Free Masonic hand. Oh, is, I don't know. Yeah, I saw him doing that on the on his thing. Maybe it is. I don't know. So who cares? What's a Freemasonic? Listen to him. Does he sound like he's a spooky guy? I don't think so. He's one of us. He just got his license taken away for posting a is that a Freemasonic sign? He might just do this by, you know, who knows. I'll email him. But trust me, yeah, listen to him and you tell me that if he's one of the spooky ones. Are Freemasons spooky? I don't know. I don't know anything about him. Maybe he's a Freemason and he's a nice Freemason. I don't know. Let's not make a lot of conclusions here, you know? Jump conclusions. Why can't I stop this? Oh well, is that a Freemason? I don't know. Adam, are Freemasons all bad dudes or what? I don't. He just might do that because the way he puts his hands. Okay, that's right. Maybe he just likes to hold his hands like that. I think weren't some of the founding fathers Freemasonic guys as well? Let's see if this lady answered the question I had for her. Whatever. I didn't know about this one. Maybe Adam, you got a some insights on this. This was an interesting. It was about the Trail of Tears and the Indians, and smallpox. So this lady was wondering if we don't transfer. Here it is. Yeah. From Lucretia, loved your guest Jason Kristoff. Wow, great info, message post. It was all about polio. Yeah, amazing. He had quite a few articles on polio. That was awesome. But between him and Cowan, I still don't understand what caused the American Indians to die from smallpox. if that is what they died of when the military gave them those infected blankets with smallpox. Is there a true story behind the myth, or what took so many of them out? Anyone know? What did Cowan say about that? I didn't ask Cowan. I wish I would have, really. Yeah, because, you know, their whole contention, Cowan and Co, that the virus, is smallpox a virus? Maybe it's not a virus. Maybe it's a, maybe it's something else. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I wish I would have been able to ask him about that. Next time we have him on, we will. If any of you have any insights, I kind of Googled around or DuckDuckGoed around on smallpox this morning, and I just found the all I could find was the basic story that the military or people, Andrew Jackson, they wanted to get rid of the Indians, and they gave them blankets that were infected from smallpox and some from Europe and all kinds of stuff like that. So I don't know the real story about that. Be cool if somebody really knew the real deal on that one. You know, Susan Bradford, who's a great researcher, she's going to be on Wednesday. I'll email her. Maybe she's looked at that in her trials and tribulation with things. Okay, let's talk about sex. And see if I can find the email. There it is. From time to time here, you know, and this kind of goes through Know the Source. I've been very open about what I do here and who I am and where I live and doodle and what I eat and yoga and just everything. I don't care. Excuse me. I mainly do it for, well, I don't know. I think that these days, with all of the different people out there saying this or that and all the different podcasts, that it's important for me, for you to know who I am and what I'm all about and what my goals are and what my philosophy is, because I'm, you know, it's interesting and good for us if you like some of the work that we do and the things that we say and get involved and the people we talk to. And then maybe also it's a business thing too, because if we have credibility with you, then people over the years have purchased some of the products we promote that we're very careful, and that's how we make a living. So it's a business thing too. It's a whole package. So I think it's really important that you understand who Patrick is and what I stand for and what I'm for and what I'm against and all of that. I mean, I don't know. There are no secrets, really. Privacy is interesting, but I don't care. Really. So I've been really open, and I play with it a lot. It's fun that I want to get married someday and have children. That's it. I just do. I have my whole life and just never done that. So I got an email in, and we actually posted it, and she said, I just don't get why you would want to, I don't know what it was, but I responded back to her and tried to just to explain a little bit about my motives for wanting to get married. And she said, so I just discoed this, but this morning I thought, well, I should just read this, because if she is thinking like this, there might be other people, and it's good to explain, I guess, if people make assumptions. Now, this lady here, I'm not going to mention her name, makes a lot of assumptions in this email, but I'll just read it because she wrote it. She just makes a lot of assumptions that aren't true, but I'm going to read it, and then I'll talk about it, because it's a nice way to talk about love and sex, which are fun to talk about. Patrick, thanks for responding. Still love your show. I can't recommend it to my friends anymore. I know if they found out the host was the owner of a 75-year-old body, almost 75, that wanted to have sex with a much younger woman, though, I'd immediately lose them. It's one thing wanting to fall in love, have sex with someone you find attractive. It's quite another to bring a child into the world. Even if one is an incredibly healthy 70-something, it could be perceived as incredibly selfish to father a child at this age. Presumably, the younger woman would be doing all or most of the day-to-day child rearing. See all of the assumptions she's making? Interesting. Raising a child also is generally expensive. Many of these older men who father child are quite wealthy and able to provide support and resources to the mother. As much as I enjoy your show as a female listener who's raised children, I cannot understand how silly, immature, and selfish you sound on the topic of having babies. Perhaps you could ask your guest what it's really like to be a parent, how it affects marriages, the cost, and what they were most surprised to learn. This might help you determine if you merely want a younger woman versus fathering a child. Your programs are so good, but this lack of common sense just undermines your message at a time where voices like yours are essential. Further, I think you're probably missing out on some good woman because you want a much younger woman. Okay. So there's a lot of things there. First of all, if you listen to my show and you kind of get a sense of who I am, I think you must know, or you don't listen very well, that I know that love is the only thing that matters, and where the action is and what I am interested in, and not sex. If I wanted sex, all I have to do is go into clubs in Austin a couple times a week, and believe me, I could have all the sex that I wanted with women of all ages, shapes and forms and colors, and because they're there. And that's what they're out there for, most of them, because generally they're looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm not interested in that. That's not why I want to marry a younger woman. And this whole idea, you know, women can have babies now 30, 35, 40, 45. Can't they? So you're making a lot of assumptions, like I'm just, this idea that a 75-year-old body wanting to have sex with a much younger woman, I mean, that's not, you know, that's pretty, where are you getting that? I think you should look at your thoughts about sex, not mine. Now, this whole idea, maybe you should really, selfish to bring a child in at this age. Why would that be? I think I'd be a great dad. And how do you know that I want a woman to take care of the child because I'm 74 and can't do it and don't want to? Really? You don't know that. Why would you assume that? See, my dear, whoever you are, thanks for listening, by the way. I'm glad you like the show. You're just making all kinds of assumptions about the number 74. My body is stronger than it's ever been. I have the body, I don't know, 35, 40-year-old. Just do. Nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. More strength and endurance and stamina than I've had my whole life. I don't care what my face looks like. Face is our face, to this emailer and others, is a compilation of everything, and body, face, just body, face, let's call it face, body. Face, especially the face, is a combination and a compilation and a manifestation of every experience we've ever been through for millions of lives. Now think about that. That's the way I look the way I do. That's the way you look the way you do. And then more so in this lifetime, every worry or angst or pain and trauma are in the face if we don't let them go. And this is what ages us. So I don't worry about what my face looks like. My face is a manifestation of my character. As I change my state of consciousness, my face changes. As I don't care what it looks like, because the person that is attracted to me would be attracted to me because they see who I am and the way I look, and that's the way it works, and that's where the idea of beauty is in the eye, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder comes from. We see somebody that we're attracted to, their face, that we're attracted to them is because we're attracted to them as a person. You know, Hollywood's done this whole thing with beauty and noses and, and all this stuff, and it's all BS. You know, that's all hokey balokey, smoky dokey. There's nothing about truth involved in that. Hollywood has programmed people into believing what beauty is, and then that's what a beautiful woman is. That's all nonsense. You know, faces have character of who the person is. And that's what people of the opposite sex go for. That's what they do. I guess people of same sex do. So they're attracted to who that person is by the way they look and their aura and their vibes, and they can feel them, right? That's the way it works. In an authentic situation. Now, I'm not saying that this is what's going on in the clubs around the world or in Austin, wherever, where people are going out to get laid, which is pretty much why they go out, or to get hooked up, or I shouldn't say that. And there's a lot of people out there looking for a relationship, and that's where they go. So that was uncalled for. I shouldn't say that. A lot of people go to bars and stuff, so they're looking for a mate. Okay. But there's a lot of people just out there, like the animal world, just looking for sex too. And they find it because that's what they're looking for. And of course, that's what the movies portray love are about, right? And it's not. Sex is not love. You can have sex without love, and you can have love without sex. Sexual intimacy is just an extension of getting closer to someone who you really care about, or not. You know, you can just have sex too if you want. You know, I'm over that. I had years of doing that, and it's okay. It's fun, but you know. That's why I've been single for all these years, because it's just not interesting to me. I don't want to just have sex. Being in love is fun. It's great. It's the best thing ever. And I have been about 3 times this lifetime. And I still know and respect and love. I'm going to start crying. all of the women I've been in love with to this day. Still communicate with them, all 3 of them. So let's go on to the other stuff, the nuts and bolts. And this lady obviously had a whole time, you know, that I shouldn't get married because, I don't have enough money or provide support. I don't know what having a child is like. Ma'am, how silly, immature, and selfish you sound on having baby. Really? Why? Why? I grew up with 7 children, my family. You don't think I understand what it's like? Know what it's like? to raise children. Do you know how many diapers I changed? Lots. My mom used to give me the diaper job because I didn't mind it. Just poop to me. My other brother didn't want to do it. Patrick, would you change Jackie's diapers? Sure. I've changed a lot of diapers. So, lady, you're way off. I'm sorry you didn't think this, you think so little of me, and it's just a shame. You're missing out. Again, you know, I wasn't going to these kind of emails I just usually delete and never, but I thought about it and said, well, you know, so many people have just so an old, you know, old ideas about age, and they just do. And I get that. And but it's just not true. You know, it's really a scam. Age is the biggest scam that has ever scammed the scammer. Man, they have scammed you. They just have. Big money, age. Phew. You're getting older. But I would encourage you all to listen to more of our shows, especially on Friday, but shows like we did with Melissa Sell and Paul Londo. Understand that we as spiritual beings create this body moment by moment, and that's why the body ages, by what we think and what we believe, certainly what we eat, and the body doesn't have to age. And I really think you can keep your body as long as you want. And I think you can be viable, healthy, strong, virile, happy, having a body 100 years. I mean, what would you think of me if I had a baby 100 years after being married for 30 and my wife dies and I want to get married again and have children again? How terrible would that be? I'd want to get married to somebody with 35 years. Oh my God, I'd be like a pedophilia or something. Just get over the age thing. Or not, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. But it's a lie. It's just a number. It's a big lie. It's a scam.